Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. Today we have a freeform question for everyone. Can you name one risk factor for bronchopulmonary dysplasia? Now that might have been easy for you. Can you name three more? All right, so the answers I came up with are going to be prematurity, fetal growth restriction or low birth weight, mechanical ventilation, as well as oxygen toxicity, which those kind of go hand in hand. Now, I do want to go quickly over some definitions. Remember, low birth weight is a birth weight less than 2,500 grams. And for preterm, there's a bunch of different stratifications here, but broadly speaking, preterm is before 37 weeks. The other stratifications are like late preterm, which is between 34 and 37, and then that goes all the way down to extremely preterm, which is going to be a gestational age less than 28 weeks. All right, let's dive back into the question here. And really, the pathophys here is going to be, you know, decreased septation, alveolar hypoplasia, and the vasculature is not going to be able to be matured in these conditions for BPD. And the diagnostic criteria is based on the NICHD, or the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. And for board studying purposes, the definition for BPD is oxygen supplementation either at 28 days postnatal age or 36 weeks postmenstrual age. And I'd suggest if you want to take a deeper dive into this and look at the differences between mild, moderate, and severe BPD, go for it. It's pretty interesting. Alrighty, that was a bit of a third or fourth year pimping style question there for everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something today. Thank you for joining in for the MedFlash Go question of the day. Please stop by for another round tomorrow.
These questions are powered by MedFlash Go, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlash Go in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.